Now, main and obstacle, okay, they are different than protagonist and antagonist, as we've talked about. Protagonist and antagonist by function, main and obstacle by point of view, but they may sometimes occupy the same player, the same body, the same host. We call it a player in Grammatica. And often you'll see that you'll end up with a typical hero or something. We'll have the main character in the protagonist's body, where the audience looks at things through the eyes of the same physical body, the same player, that houses the protagonist function. So the protagonist is the chief driver of that objective story. And the main character is the driver of the subjective story. And often, those two character functions are put into the same body. And that gives you your typical hero-type characters that you hear about. But they can be split. They don't have to be in the same body. For example, in To Kill a Mockingbird, if you look at that story, Atticus, the Gregory Peck part in the movie, is the protagonist of the story. He's trying to get the black man who was wrongly accused of rape, of raping a white girl, off, and defending him in court. But the antagonist is Bob Yule, the girl's father, and Bob Yule is the one who wants to get the guy lynched, if not executed. And so the two of them are dealing with the objective story that everyone's concerned with, Atticus against Bob Yule. But we don't see the story through Atticus's eyes. Whose eyes do we see To Kill a Mockingbird through? The little girl Scout. We see the story through her eyes. Scout's the main character, because the subjective story dealing with the feelings about what's going on are all coming from Scout's point of view. And in that case, not only is Scout the main character in a different player than the protagonist, which is Atticus, but the antagonist, Bob Yule, is not Scout's obstacle character in her personal subjective story. Who is her obstacle?
Boo Radley.
Exactly, Boo Radley. Now, there's a reason that this is a very clever reason why this was done in To Kill a Mockingbird. Here we're dealing with prejudice. And dealing with prejudice, we've got everybody in the audience wants to say, I'm not prejudiced. And so in the objective story, you stand outside the prejudice and you say, look at that terrible thing going on with this Bob Yule is doing and all the townspeople and the whole bit, and look at how great Atticus is standing there. But the author wanted us to realize we can all be prejudiced without even knowing it, because people who are prejudiced don't feel they're prejudiced. Nobody feels they're prejudiced. They just feel, oh, that's the way this really is, but I'm completely open-minded. What happens? From the very beginning, from scene one, Scout thinks of Boo Radley as the boogeyman, as this terrible spooky guy who is vicious and terrible and scary, has all these negative opinions about Boo Radley, and we share them as the audience because we're looking through her eyes and get suckered in by the author, okay, to experience prejudice against Boo Radley right from scene one and to keep seeing things all the way through and feeling badly about him until finally at the end it turns out that he's the one that rescues her from Bob Yule, who tries to kill her at the end. And when she is rescued, she comes to realize that Boo Radley was really a gentle and kind soul who just wanted to protect her and to be nice to the kids and just wanted some friends. And we now have experienced prejudice on our own personally because we looked through her eyes, we saw what she saw, we bought into it because she was the main character. And that was the reason for separating the main character out of the protagonist in that story, is to allow us the message at the end that, oh my God, we are just as easily prejudiced as all those people that we said, oh, I'm never like that.
Then you also have something that's a nice action drama, is something like Witness. Who is the main character in Witness?
The boy.
Is that through whose eyes we see the story?
No, it'd be Harrison Ford.
Harrison Ford, the boy. Anybody else?
How many characters can we
see? Well, no, I mean, if that seems to be...
Who is it, Kathleen Turner? No.
No.
Kelly McGillis.
Her
name
is
Rachel
in
the story.
Rachel's name
in
the character, yeah.
Right.
Kelly McGillis.
Jonah.
Where do we start in the story?
Start seeing the murder with the kid going into the...
No, that's not where it starts.
That's not where it starts.
Starts with the funeral.
That's right. Yeah.
Who's
wife? His father.
No. We don't see it in terms. We don't even know that he's really related, except kind of, sort of. He's
Rachel's
with her
husband.
Right, and we see everybody commenting to her about her ex-husband, and what does she want to do? She wants to get the heck out of there, ASAP, because here comes husband number two right away. The body's not even cold.
Yeah.
and they have that whole thing. So she's actually the main character in the subjective story, which is an exploration of, do I stay in this world or do I explore and see maybe I might want to go someplace else? I might want to be someplace else. That's what the feeling part of the story comes from. Now, the action part of the story, which is what everybody remembers, and that's where the title is coming from, is the witness part. There's a murder, whodunit, then once, it's not really a whodunit, because we know whodunit right from the beginning, it's how can we prevent from being killed, essentially. How do we keep the witnesses safe? And who is the protagonist in that part of the story?
Harrison Ford's
character. Right. So Harrison Ford plays the protagonist.
John Book, yes.
And he is also an obstacle character. He's the one who's making Rachel confront the issues of going out among the English and living there or staying with her people. And if she can't physically go out there, well, then she brings some of the English back with her, and she gets that experience. And what do we see but that John Book's character is his impact throughout the community, particularly with her. What is it making her do? How is it making, what choices is it forcing her to make or not make? So you have the same combination of a protagonist who's an obstacle character that's seen in a very positive and as a positive impact feel, but that's why he doesn't make the choice at the end. She's the one who makes the choice whether or not she's going to go with him or she's going to stay.
What did, I forget the resolution in there.
She stays.
So she's
stays.
A steadfast character then.
No, she changes because she wants to look out and she wants to leave because she does not want this husband, this ready-made husband that's coming along. And the proof is that at the end, he walks off. The point of view is basically from her point of view looking at him drive away. And sure enough, who's walking down that road? Husband number two is going right on down.